My name is Andy Whitmore. I work with a group called London Mining Network. I'm co-chair there. I also work with the Deep Sea Mining Campaign, and I'm author of a report on some of these issues called A Material Transition. So thank you for those of you who've come here today on a very nice Glasgow day. And we're here primarily to talk around, as was mentioned, the issue of mining in general. We clearly need to stop fossil fuels. It's been absolutely agreed that in order to have any chance with climate change, we need to keep fossil fuels in the ground. However, that's only part of it. We would argue that the problem is, as the Sustainable Development Goals say, there are multiple crises going on. And some of those are crises around biodiversity loss, around pollution, around poverty, around inequality. All of those are together, and we would say that at their heart is extractivism. We've been digging up more and more resources, more and more materials, every year on year. From now until 2060, it's likely that the amount of resources we use is going to double. And the energy transition could be part of that. The World Bank says that in order to have the energy transition, we may have to use up to 3 billion tons of mined materials. Now, if that happens, that's going to have a massive impact on the lands of people where that comes from. And those areas are the lands of land-based communities, of indigenous communities. So they are going to suffer the impacts of that. And we believe this is basically called green extractivism. It's this new idea that there's going to be a new frontier going out there. Some of it is already in areas where there is extractivism, for instance, the lithium triangle in Latin America, or cobalt mine in the DRC. But we're talking about new mines. We're talking about Thacker Pass and Resolution Copper that may open in the US. We're talking about even mining in Europe, where we are now. They're talking about opening lithium mines in Serbia, rare earth elements in Sweden. You know, this is going to be coming home. We're talking about whole new frontiers of extractivism in terms of deep sea mining, areas that have so far been untouched, the idea that we're going to be mining the bottom of the sea. All of these things could come to pass. So the question is, what do we do about it? I mean, we're here today particularly because this is Transport Day. And in terms of Transport Day, obviously one of the key issues that's coming up is the idea that, you know, we will have to dig more lithium, more cobalt, more nickel for batteries for electric vehicles. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. We want to make sure that those communities are protected. In order to do that, we say there are three things that need to happen. The first is we need to be working in solidarity with communities and with workers. That's essential. We need to respect the free, prior, informed consent of those communities. And we'll soon hear from other people who are going to be speaking to that issue. The second is we need responsibility in supply chains. We need to make sure that there's mandatory human rights due diligence in supply chains. But the third, and I, in some ways, as we're here today for Transport Day, the most important is we need to tackle demand. The demand is what's driving this. So we need radical solutions to deal with demand. At the moment, there's this idea that we can magically have green growth, that we can have as many electric vehicles as you want. We can swap one internal combustion engine for a vehicle for one electric vehicle. That's not going to work. We need radical, transformative solutions to what's going on. So that's why we're here today. Specifically, a group called Earthworks, who've been major organisers of this, so many thanks to them, respect to them. They have hosted a statement that's been signed on to by 141 organisations around the world. And that statement is bringing these issues to the COP, to those behind us. It's saying that, yes, we need to solve the climate crisis, but we also need to be thinking more radically. We need to be thinking beyond that. So we want to present that statement to the people in there. And I think just to finish, I guess my key thought is I go back to that first day, to the opening statement from the UN Secretary General, where he just said, we have to stop the burning. We have to stop the drilling. We have to stop the digging. And in the, we're digging our own graves. And he's talking about fossil fuels, but he's also talking about the other minerals as well. So we just need to be sure that we have a full system change. We have radical change, and we work with our brothers and sisters who are here. So at that point, it's a good point for me to hand over to our brothers and sisters. So.